Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
A few weeks ago, you might remember, we were talking in the immediate aftermath of Storm Eoin, and literally the morning afterwards, we spoke to Carna native. Her name is Maureen Folan, and she was safe at her son's house during the storm. But when she went back to the house, her house where she lives on her own the following morning, the damage she was met with was incomprehensible. It wasn't far from Ceann Vossa, which is Mace Head, and it was a national weather record where it recorded gusts of 183 kilometres an hour, the weather station there. Maureen's cottage on the seafront in Weenish, and lost the roof. All the internal ceilings came down. Her whole home was exposed. Well, it's well over a month now since that storm. We wanted to check in with Maureen since we're over here in Connemara and find out how she's doing. Good morning to you, Maureen.
Good morning.
Thanks a million for chatting to
us
again.
Thank you for having me.
Remind us again, because people mightn't remember exactly, with all of the roolie-boolie and all the conversations around the storm. Yeah. Like, you were one of the worst affected, really, weren't you, in terms of housing?
The worst, I think, in Ireland, actually.
You've been living in the house how long?
42 years.
42 years. You married there, you had two children.
Yes.
And you were telling us, of course, you lost your husband
That's
very
right,
early on.
Yes, yeah. Correct,
how long were you married?
Well, I was only 13 months married, actually, when my husband was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, terrible, sad. Yeah. But it puts into context how important this building.
Yes, indeed, yes.
And when you went out this morning, because thankfully you were brought to, you went to your son's house.
I know.
Did you go willingly?
I wanted to stay. I thought, well, they always say there's bad forecast coming, but I didn't believe. I said, it's not always as bad as they say. So my son said, no, he said, this is going to be very bad. He said, so you'll just have to come and stay with us, which I did.
You drove back the next morning.
I did. I drove back the next morning. When we got up at their house, they didn't have any light or water, nothing. So I said, I'll go home, because I had the old style range. And I said, I will cook breakfast for you and this will keep you going for the day. And I met a neighbour and he said, he stopped me on the road. And he said to me, had you stay home last night? And I said, no. And he said, well, he said, there's no roof on your house.
You didn't believe him?
I did not believe him. Now, I thought it was a joke. So he said, you can't go there on your own. He said, I'll go with you. And he did bring me to see it. So I couldn't believe what I did see.
And you told us you stopped the car on the road.
I did. I stopped the car in the middle of the road. And as far as I know, he took me out of the car. And when I got back into my car, I just couldn't remember how to start the car.
That's how disturbing it was.
Yeah.
May God help you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
And it was the 24th of,
24th of January. Yes.
I mean, people may have seen the photographs. The gable is down.
The gables
entire
are down,
roof,
yes.
Guttering.
Yes, everything is down, yes.
It's destroyed. If you were inside the house, you could have been killed. You certainly would not have got out.
I couldn't have got out because both doors were locked with this debris from the roof. Mm-hmm. And then there was no phone, nothing working.
Yeah,
couldn't contact anybody.
No coverage.
No.
Where did you stay? What did you do in the days after it?
I stayed with my brother and his wife, which were about 10 minutes away. And I stayed with him for about 3 weeks. And then I got a loan of a log cabin from a good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm staying there since. But I can't stay too long because that's needed for rental.
Oh, yeah. And the tourist season has begun now.
That's right. And I cannot. I just have to find somewhere because the county council have nothing available. Mm-hmm. So I just have to rent privately, I'm afraid.
I was telling people on the way, it was in Clare of the week, and I was saying, we're meeting that woman, and they remembered you.
Yes,
and they said, I hope she got sorted out.
Oh, indeed, not at all.
But what condition is your house now?
It's the very same way.
Nothing has happened at all.
It's 6 weeks on. And
we're hearing so much about this humanitarian assistance.
Yes, I know, but there's so much needed. I have to get two quotations from registered builders and send all that to them. Mm-hmm. And pictures of the house and whatever. And anyways, it's the assessor really that's holding everything back. Until such time. The humanitarian, when they came to me, they said, we will send you an assessor immediately. Well, that's 6 weeks on and nobody has turned up. I just feel that I'm being neglected and left on the side. I thought my place would be a priority, really.
Yes, because they know that you're...
This is it, that I'm homeless.
You're a woman in her 70s, as you said,
exactly.
In the press. And you worked, you've done everything you could, everything right. And it's extraordinary because people have been paid out for their freezers and so on.
Yes, of
the
course. Yes, they have, yes.
You're completely homeless.
Homeless and left...
And a woman used to living independently, I'm sure you felt bad going from...
Of course, going from one place to another. And my clothes and furniture, whatever, all that was saved, is in other places. You know, don't know where anything is or where to find anything. Yeah. That's the way it is.
That's terrible upset.
Yes, yeah.
Did you manage to retrieve much
some,
from the house?
Yes. Not all, not at all, because... I mean, there was such rain as well, and everything was coming down. And at the moment, the place is just a total disaster.
Nothing is dangerous to even go in.
Yeah.
What happens when someone loses their house of 40 years? What do you go looking for when
Isn't
you go
that
in?
It?
What did you go looking
well,
for?
Well, I applied to the humanitarian, and they, I don't know what
no,
they
sorry,
would
I,
give
I
me.
Meant in terms of the sentimental value and the things
inside. Oh, I'm so sorry.
In
yes. Oh, well, there's been a lot of sentimental stuff lost. Because there was a lake... So, well, not too far from the house, and I'm sure most of that stuff has gone in there. Anything that was in the attic just went away.
Of course,
Nothing stayed. Yes.
Did you get your photographs and precious things?
Some of them, not all of them. And the ones I did, you couldn't use them. They were just stuck together, wet and dirty. Yes.
So at the moment, I mean, you spoke to every public representative, government and opposition.
I did, yes.
In general, and they said that they'd sort out things.
Yes.
Is it the county council that you most want to help you out now, or where is it? Who's at the front line of
it? Until such time, until we get an assessor, I have local reps that are helping and they're trying their best to do what they can for me. But their hands are tied, really, because until the assessor sees what's happening, or sees the place and the disaster, nothing is going to move. And we've been 6 weeks now waiting for him and nobody has come.
And your friends have done everything they could.
They have, yes. And they're willing to help me, but they cannot touch anything. Until such time as somebody...
Right. So the assessor has to come out and kind of basically
has to come out
estimate and how much the
damage
exactly, is.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Have people... I actually showed pictures to a quantity surveyor and they roughly said, you know, between up to 150,000, really, just to get it moved in.
Yes.
There has been some online funding, hasn't
there? There has, yes. There was a GoFund... A friend of my son's was set up a GoFund for me immediately, and that worked out great. But that one's not going to cover the damage.
Because no, it's even though it's quite substantial, 107,000, but it's nowhere near what you cover, and you've no insurance, as you told us previously.
Yeah.
Well, Galway County Council, we've been asking them actually in the last few days to find out what's happening. They said the Housing Department of Galway County Council, in their statement, initiated contact with Miss Maureen Folan in the aftermath of the storm late January to offer information and advice regarding accommodation housing options available to her. The local authority continues to provide support and advice to Miss Folan on sourcing appropriate alternative accommodation following the devastating damage caused to her home. That's it.
I have heard nothing.
Did they provide you with the accommodation?
Nothing. They didn't provide me with nothing. They just said there was nothing available, and that was end of the line.
Continues to provide support.
No,
I don't know what they mean.
Not at all. I don't know what they mean either.
When you ring the which is the national helpline on the humanitarian, do you get through to those phone numbers, which is the...
No, the humanitarian said they would... I had to fill up a load of forms and they took them with them and they said that they would provide an assessor immediately.
Right.
But that's six weeks ago and nothing has happened.
And you can't follow up or there's no...
I cannot do anything, no. I mean, the local reps, they're being good to me and they're trying their best, but their hands are tied. They cannot do anything either.
What do you think is going to happen?
I just don't know. I hope now when I send in the quotations to the humanitarian that hopefully that something will start to happen.
So maybe if an assessor helped you out or something.
What if an assessor came?
Because it looks like
somebody
in the public system this is not going to happen anytime soon.
Not at all. Because if they even give you the go ahead, you'd have plenty of people that would start up for me and help me out. But they cannot touch anything.
You're relying on the kindness of somebody. Are you in the cabin at the moment?
I am, yes, for another 2 weeks.
The tour season really is beginning this weekend.
Yes, this is it, you see, and I cannot stay there. So I'll be actually literally homeless. You can't be going from one place to another.
You're holding up very strong, I have to say.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Don't you really? You really are. You know, for someone who's gone through this,
it's just
extraordinary. For
I have good family and friends, really. They're good.
They're looking after you.
Yeah.
There's messages in from you. Kathleen Tighe. I don't know if you know Kathleen Tighe.
Yeah, I do.
Lacoon of the Day. She says, a lovely lady. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And someone says, it's 7 weeks since the storm. There's a huge amount of guff about... This is a text from someone. Huge amount of guff about the humanitarian fund at the time with the government and opposition parties telling us what would happen. Nothing, not a word since for vast amounts of people. It's not just you, Maureen.
Yes,
forgotten
indeed,
people.
I know so, yeah.
Not a year. That's from Brendan and Roscommon.
Yeah.
And there are people right across that affected region.
Yes, sure.
But it's all about America this week.
Oh, and, of course it is.
About
we're
whether,
sick listening to that.
Whether a grown man can, you yes. know, conduct himself in front of another
he
grown
can't,
man.
I'm afraid. No.
And that's where we are. It's shocking, and I
it
think
is.
People will be stunned
yes.
to hear
it is. I know.
This
if
far
we just,
on, that
if just the government could send out an assessor, that's all we need. And just to get a, at least we could get a go-ahead or something.
And that assessor would pass on
yes.
the quote to
of
the
course.
Fund, and
yes.
then on you go.
Yeah, this is our problem at the moment.
Finding someone to do the work, of course.
Yes,
of
course. Well, I do. I know have somebody that would, and have lots that would help out. Mm. But nobody can touch anything until they come and see it.
And by the way, our services are open as well. If anyone from Galway County Council or the government want to get in touch in the meantime, 0870 32 32 32 is the WhatsApp. 51551, by the way, for the text. And the email is oliver@rte.ie. Maureen, thanks for chatting to
Thank
us again.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. We'll keep an eye on your story.
Yes,
and hopefully something will happen
yes.
in Annam J at this stage.
Yes,